the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, well, it's the first time we've actually done a podcast like a podcast for ages. So it's just me, a microphone, and a dream. So welcome. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to all the podcasts. We're coming up to podcast 200 fairly soon. We've got a brand remake coming up. It's all very exciting. Looking forward to it. It's the 4th of December, 2018. This is podcast 184. So we've got another 16 to do to get us up to podcast 200. Well, technically it's 15 to do after this one. So we've got to squeeze some podcasts in between now and Christmas, or New Year's Day rather, which is when it's going to be released. But anyway, in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about some of the mistakes that people are making when they're choosing a website. Because now, I'm on a lot of Facebook groups because I'm interested in knowing where people are in their business, what questions people ask, where people get stuck. And I'm also amazed at just some of the stuff or some of the ways in which people operate their business. I mean, some of the stuff I see, it's scary. It's scary. And people are giving money to these people to help them solve a problem. It's scary when they ask the most basic, like, questions. But we all start from somewhere, and I get that. But in this podcast specifically, I want to talk to you about some of the mistakes that people make. And this comes from a thread on a Facebook group. And if you're in that Facebook group, hey guys, so this is it, you're either going to love me or hate me. Either is fine. I really don't care. I lost the ability to worry about that a long time ago. Through family court. So let's just talk about this. Okay, mistakes that people make when building or when getting a website. Okay, so number one, building it yourself. Well, you know, I've looked on YouTube and I can see someone doing a WordPress site and yeah, I think I'll have a go. And then they spend 70, 80 quid on a theme or they get one of the free themes because it's free, right? Like, hey, it's free. Let me just tell you, free means it's costing you money. Let's just put it that way. Free means it's costing you money. And the reason for that is that the WordPress plugin or the WordPress theme that you're putting on your website, there's a reason it's free. Do you know what I mean? If you look at the quality of a WordPress theme that's free of charge and one that's 80 quid, the differences are palpable, right? There's a big difference. And yet, for some reason, people think, oh, well, I'll just bang any old thing out on WordPress. And then when visitors do land on it, it looks rubbish, right? But there's a couple of reasons why building it yourself is not the right thing to do. It's okay to have an understanding. But, like, you know, if you're busy and you're a businessman, would you fix your own fleet of cars? I would hope not. And if you are fixing those cars, I would hope that I'm not the person who's having to drive it. Because it's not in your expertise. So building it yourself, it takes far longer than having somebody else build it. You know, when we get an order for a website, we want to be done and dusted in like, boof, 5 days maximum. Like, and if it's longer than that, we're like, hang on, what's going on? Why is it taking so long? And usually it's because the client is like, you know, they're delayed in getting us some information or whatever. And we're on the phones to them. Come on. Let's get this done. Let's get this website out. Well, I'll do it in a week. No, a week's too long. Another week. What do you mean another week? You've lost business in another week, right? And this is what's really important. One of the guys was saying that his website will be ready in January. And I inquired further, and it was because he was in employment and he couldn't release the website until he left employment. So he had a really good reason for that. But I actually thought that the reason was because it was going to take him so long. I was like, you know, and that wasn't the reason. But if it was the reason, it would be like, dude, you're losing money every single day that your website isn't on, okay? You're losing money. Now, it might not be a lot of money to begin with, but, you know, if it's 100 quid this month, okay, then you're losing £3 a day. That's not a lot of money, and I get that. But if in 12 months it's £1,000 a month, okay, that's 30 quid a day. That's starting to add up now. But if you'd have started that website 8 years ago, then you would be earning that plus whatever else, right? So look, If you're doing your own website, why is it taking 2 weeks? Well, my website will be done in 4 weeks. My website designer said it will be 6 weeks. What the hell are you on about? You need to get rid of your website designer. Why is it taking them so long? And I get that it's like, do you remember the film Mannequin? Do you remember that film from a long time ago with Kim Cattrall I can't remember the guy's name, something McCarthy. Anyway, Mannequin, and he was an artist, and he was taking like 25 minutes to make a pizza because he wanted the pepperoni to go very specifically in the right place. That's how most website designers act. Like, they are like, you know, Da Vinci putting the final pieces together. And it's like, dude, get the website, get it out, okay? Because the website accounts for like 5% of the entire work. And most people have this idea that once you've got a website, people just turn up. And that's just complete fallacy. You know, the 95% of the work is driving traffic to your website, right? But you've got to have a website. You've got to have it up. And people do this. And they buy a website that says, website coming soon. That's crazy. Why not have a squeeze page on your website that says, website with a countdown box. Website's coming live in 5 days, 45 minutes and 28 seconds. And it's counting down. Fill in your email address, download my free book, and we'll also email you when the website's live. Brilliant. Now you're building a mailing list. But why would you not have like a squeeze page on it if it is taking a while to be built? So look, the reason for not doing it yourself is it takes far longer than it should do, and you're actually losing business. It is costing you money. Although it's saving you money by not having to spend money with someone else. Like, for 500 quid, you get a really whizzy website. You know? And how long is it going to take you to earn 500 quid back? Now, that depends on what your business is. But look, the second reason, we're still on mistakes. Number one, building it yourself. And this was part A, takes far longer. But B is most people don't know what they're doing. So they've got a learning curve. And then they learn it and learn it and learn it. And this is why it takes so long. And then when they do learn it, it's like out of date anyway, because some of the stuff that they're learning from is like really basic stuff. And when they do have a fair idea about how to build a website, you know, well, I use WordPress, I stick a theme on it, and then I'm going to make it look pretty. They're not experts at it. And so they're using out-of-date information about how it's best set up, what the latest, bestest, greatest, because bestest is a word, greatest idea about what your website should do, how it should perform, what plugins you need, all of that stuff. Completely out of date. I mean, it takes so long, again, to learn this stuff. And then, you know, like C is that we start see people using third-party apps like Wix. Like Wix, Wix.com. Goodness me. Like, get off Wix. You know, first of all, it's really basic, okay? And it looks pretty and it's easy to do, but it's actually losing you money, because when people know it's on a Wix website, it's like you're losing all credibility for a start. Look, Wix is dreadful. Don't use it. WordPress is fine. And in fact, in some circumstances, WordPress is preferable. I'm going to cover what's preferable. You know, do you need a custom coded website? Do you need a WordPress website? I'm going to cover that shortly. The other big thing, so on to number two here, is that they get sold on what's right, even though it might not be right for them. So, for example, the custom coder. A custom coder is someone who decides, yeah, you've got a website for a chiropractor, yeah, it needs to be custom coded. You need it, we need to code this in HTML. It's the only thing that will do it for this 5-page website is a custom coded, custom built, tailor-made website. And your custom coders, by the way, that, you know, they sit in dark rooms, eating Twinkies, drinking Coke. They work till the early hours coding. They have beards. I'm just offending as many people as I can here. I worked in a business a long time ago in a galaxy far away called Cross Products back in the 90s, 1991, and I worked with custom coders. The amount of beards in that business was phenomenal. Even the women had them. So that's obviously not quite true. Some did. So I must admit, I seem to like be trying to get into a lot of trouble today. But anyway, we'll live with it. But yeah, custom coders, they are a particular bunch of people. They love complicated tasks. They love coding. They love solving code. But if all you want is a 5-page website, you don't need a custom coder. And then who's going to create the graphics on your custom coded website? With MVFT, he's a graphic designer, and they obviously want their images large and as big-sized as possible for it to look good. And it might take 14 minutes to load up, but it'll look good when it does. And, oh, it's wrong, okay? Now, there are times when you do need a custom-coded website. So, for example, if you've got a system that needs to integrate with your website, then a custom code will do that. Now, there are workarounds. When I had my letting agency, we had... I actually created the HTML on that using Dreamweaver, so it was custom coded, and we built that around our system, and I did that myself. And actually, just me saying those words out loud, I just remembered it was HTML, although I did use Dreamweaver to do it. But then I forget, I've written software in COBOL 77 back in the 80s. I wrote a hotel booking system in COBOL 77, don't you know? And I've used Pascal and... obviously basic and all of that kind of thing. But, you know, there are times when you do need a custom coded website, but your first 5-page website is not it, okay? And, the WordPress guy, he also wants to build a WordPress site. And by the way, obviously, hashtag me too. When I say hashtag WordPress guy, I mean WordPress gal, because we can't be sexist, although if we look at the percentage of coders, the percentage of website designers, gender basis, I'm pretty sure it will be more men than women. I'm a great fan of Jordan, whatever he's called, equality of opportunity. Wonderful thing. Equality of outcome is something else. Maybe that's the next podcast, because that would be quite a controversial podcast to do. But that could be quite a lot of fun too. We'll wait until I'm feeling even more controversial to do that one. But anyway, look, the WordPress guy or gal, they want to build a WordPress website when actually it may well need to be custom coded, okay? WordPress has workarounds, it has plugins, it had third-party vendors that will allow you to plug into certain solutions. But, you know, for your 5-page chiropractic website, WordPress, awesome. Stick it on WordPress. And then creating content, awesome. Because this is the other thing with custom coded websites. You want to add a little bit of content, or you want to change a few words here and there, you have to go back to your custom coder, and he's going to charge you 50 quid a page or whatever, all of that malarkey. But when you buy a WordPress website, you can update WordPress yourself. It's really, really easy to do, mostly. So, like I say, WordPress has workarounds, but it's just that, it's a workaround for problem. So the third problem that most people make is that when they do actually go out and spend money on a website, they spend far too much money. They end up, you know, I was speaking with a lady a couple of months ago, and she had a quote for like £2,000 for a website. £2,000 for a website? Ain't like you're having a laugh. What does this website do for £2,000? I want a foot massage every day for the next year for that, if that's how much I'm paying for a massage, for a website. If someone's planning a really nice holiday off your hard-earned money for charging you £2,000. Now look, there might be times when you need a £2,000 website, okay, but your first business or your first website or a basic website is not the time you need to spend that much money. Well, my website, it's been branded specifically for my business. What the heck does that mean? What does it mean it's been specifically branded for your business? Most people talk about brands and we have no idea what the word even means, okay? I'm on a nice little rant again today. I've missed these rants. I tend not to do them when I go live on Facebook. And I think there's a little bit of fear that I'm going to get abused. But here, when it's just me and you, like, who's going to abuse me? Bring it on, baby. Okay, so your first business or your first website isn't this time when you need to spend an awful lot of money. Like, less than 500 quid for your first, second, third website, awesome. When you're going to go bigger, like, and even then, actually, do you know what I mean? You don't even need that. Well, you need to be spending that money on content creation. You know, like our social media marketing agency. That's what we produce each month for a number of clients. We produce content on a pay-as-you-go basis, and that works really well. They've got a website that works really well, and our job is to drive traffic to that website. Nice and easy. We create landing pages when they need it, and off they go. But the last one here is that most people think that if they just build it, then people will come. And that film with Kevin Costner with the baseball field of dreams, build it and they will come. And I think that film is probably responsible for a lot of people building their website thinking, oh, people will just turn up. And it's just nothing could be further than the truth. Like I said earlier, your website accounts for foundations of your work, of your marketing. And just like, say, house foundations, they're hidden, but real work comes from trying to drive traffic to your website. So, and I've used this analogy before. This is like buying a website and then not paying for petrol. It's not like buying a Ferrari, but then not buying the petrol to put in the Ferrari. And people spend $2,000 on a website, i.e. Ferrari, to spend a lot of money on the thing, and they don't spend any money actually driving traffic. And then a year later, and we don't even know how many people have visited the website because we don't check that. And we say, how many people have been on your website in the last year? And we go, I don't know. And then when we actually install some analytics code, we get like 4 people a month to their website. So like in a year, we've got like 50 people. That's crazy. What are you doing? And then we look at how much content they've created to send traffic back to the website, and that's nothing. And literally, you know, people have landed on the website, nobody returns to it, and everybody bounces off like within a couple of seconds. And the wonder why this website isn't working for them is because, well, I've done it myself and it took me 4 months and they've driven no traffic to it because they don't understand the basic principles of what a website is. And we've got a podcast coming up fairly soon about, you know, what is the relevance of a website going into 2019? Because do websites even have a place? And the answer is yes, but if you don't know what the specific reasons are why, your website's going to fail. And actually, like, websites are even more important than they were last year and the year before that and the year before that. They're even more important, but for different reasons, okay? And we'll cover that in another podcast because we don't want to make this podcast too long. But if you are doing your own website, the time that you're spending doing your own website is time that you're not out networking, time that you're not making phone calls, okay? Pay someone else to get your website done. Get a pretty looking website. You don't need to spend 500 quid. Our current website price is 350 quid. You get really nice website pages. We create some videos for you, create some images for you. They look really cool. But why are you paying someone else to do this? You know, like, for 350 quid, let's say it takes you, I mean, how many hours is it? Let me pull up the calculator. But how many hours would it take you to create a website? Like, let's say 20 hours, 350 divided by 20, £17.50 an hour. So the question is, how much are you worth? So let's say it takes 35 hours to create a website. That's 35 hours at £10 an hour. You could be on the phones for 35 hours. Or, you know, let's do the other one. Let's say you're on the website and it takes you 20 hours. It's £17.50. You know, why are you spending that money on you? Is that all you're worth? £17.50? Well, actually, if you hit the phones, you could close a client for a couple of hundred quid here, a couple of hundred quid there. You know, that's 20 hours on the phone. If you close, you know, if you're selling a £200 product, a £200 profit product, you sell 4 of those in that 20 hours, it's just made 800 quid. Yeah? Well, spend 350 on that on a website and you've got another 450 quid on, is my maths right there? On driving traffic to it. Most people get this wrong. In trying to save money, they're actually wasting money. The best line I heard was a couple of weeks ago in London at Grant Cardone, and he was talking about driving. And he's like, you know, people drive from one place to another and they do the driving. And it's like, you could catch an Uber to get from one place to another. You could do the work in the back of a car. And it's like, man, why have you become an Uber driver? Why have you become the equivalent of an Uber driver, earning the equivalent of what an Uber driver earns? Which is like, it's less than minimum wage. I know Uber, by the way, will say it's not. Well, just, yeah, while they're actually driving with a passenger in the cab, they're probably earning more than that. But sat around at Leeds Bradford Airport, because that's where I get mine from, waiting for the next bunch of people to get off the plane, you know, that's money that they're not earning because they're not driving, right? But most people, they drive from A to B. You should Uber it. And, you know, get rid of your car and Uber it everywhere. And then you could do your Gary Vee videos in the back of Uber and it makes it look like really cool, like you're really busy and things. When actually you're just going to Tesco's or whatever. But it's opportunity to create content and drive traffic back to your website and all of that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? So look, if you haven't got the money, if you literally haven't got 350 quid and you haven't got the money and you're starting this on a shoestring, then yeah, I totally get it. But even then, you know, if you haven't got the money, you should be going live on Facebook every day to push your product and to get people engaged with you so that you can sell your product. So then you can buy the website stuff and then buy the content that will drive traffic back to your website. The way that people do stuff is topsy-turvy. And if you've got a product that you're confident about, you should be out there selling it, selling it, selling it every single day, every single phone call. It doesn't matter who you're speaking to. You're speaking at Leeds City Council tax, somebody I need to speak to today. That'll be fun. I'm going to ask them, you know, have you guys thought about like leaving the council, setting up on your own business? Like, we can help you drive traffic to your website. Why would we not have that conversation? They would laugh. We would laugh. You know, every 100 people, do you think that they might go, oh, that's interesting. Of course. My boiler man came round. Okay. My boiler man, we were talking about Bitcoin at the time. And he bought in some Bitcoin. He made some money on Bitcoin. We were just talking about boilers and making money and that kind of thing. We made him some money on Bitcoin. How amazing is that? That's because we're always pitching. Well, in any phone call, in any conversation, we're always trying to get an angle for pitching. That's the whole point. So, you know, don't fall into the mistake of thinking that you creating your own website is actually saving you money, because actually it's probably going to be costing you money. And then in 6 months' time, you know, like, how well is that website going to last? You know what I mean? How long before it looks really outdated? So look, if you need any help on this, just drop me a line on Facebook, come and find me. And in the meantime, we'll speak to you on the next podcast. I hope that's one useful for you. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.